Who should walk Nikki down the aisle? Should Nikki and John really get married? And Bree and Brian try to find some alone time? All that and more, Season 3, Episode 6 of Total Bellas.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm the first girl to scream on a track. I switched up the beat of the drum.
What's up? My name is TK Trinidad. I am one of your hosts for Total Bellas, and this one that's popping something on the chair. Stylist to the Stars, Miss Monique Loveless.
Hey, that's my song, so I got into it.
Okay, so we have some Bella tea and then also some shady moments coming at you guys. There are a lot of shady moments in this episode. I don't know if you picked up on some of them, but you know.
There was. I was thinking about that when I was walking around the house. I was like, let me pick my shadiest moment. I was like, oh, there was a lot of shade going on in this.
But how did you feel overall with the episode?
Overall, I feel like this episode was kind of slow, but it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it, but the back and forth with Nikki, I think she needs to just calm down and just figure it out.
I mean, I think that people who wait so long and they're not sure, like, it's almost like a guy. Like, they're not sure based off of all this stuff. This is what goes on in their mind. They just so happen to be filming.
Yeah, I know that she is reacting out loud because I honestly feel where she's coming from. A lot of people may say it's for views, but honestly, when I look at her and I see what's going on, I kind of have the same feeling too. Right. I understand what she's going through.
And she has to, because if she thinks of it in her head, then we won't be watching because it doesn't make for good television.
Yeah,
so
that's
they're
true.
Probably prompting her. Like, she has to
bring it out.
So, you know. So let's get into it. So Bree and Brian, since they've had Birdie, they've had some issues getting alone time. If you remember to, I think, season 2, you know, Brian doesn't have quickies. Brian needs to, you know, it's a process.
Candlelight.
Yeah, it's a process for him. So, you know, it just doesn't happen. So now they're trying to find some alone time.
Could you marry someone like that who can't do quickies?
No, because there's too much traveling in the world. Airplanes and private jets.
Cars,
and beaches on sand.
Garages.
The car has to be a certain size, though, else it's not going to work out.
Yeah, SUVs.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
Else you get like
car.
A crook in your hip and it's just not going to work. So life changed so much. They go on a picnic date. Have you been on one of those picnic dates before where you're riding the bicycle?
No. Mm-mm. Well, No. I don't really do outdoorsy stuff. So, I mean, they're very outdoorsy, as you can see.
Yeah, but it's
they
a picnic.
But I still don't
you
like...
You find that in Balboa. That's like a
I'm not a big, like,
you don't
picnic.
Ride a bike?
Well, I do when I go to, like, Santa Monica, from Venice to Santa Monica. Uh-huh. But I don't sit and have picnics with food and stuff.
Oh, picnics are actually pretty awesome. I used to do it with my ex all the time. Mm. It's pretty nice.
Well, not for me. I don't like eating really outdoors. That's why I'm not big on barbecues either.
That's why you bring the food with you.
No,
and it's not
it
about the food.
Matter.
It's about the. It's not about the food. You just bring like a little bit of food. It's more about the talking, and you have no distractions.
Well, they did a lot of outdoorsy things that I'm not a big out. Like I like the beach, so I have done a picnic on the beach. Okay.
So they decide to go on a picnic. They're on a bike. They're riding the bike. People spot them. People follow them. Then they ask for a selfie.
Yes, they ask for autographs. They're chanting yes, yes, yes. Like, they can't really get no alone time. And then the duster guy comes and does the lawn.
I think it's really interesting, though. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a celebrity, and he was talking about the same thing, where it's just like wherever he goes, in certain places, he's known. And the thing is, people don't even ask now. They're no longer like, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
The first thing is like, can I have a selfie?
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, because if the person is busy, you just want to make sure to get your question out there, because if you say hi and they say hi back and they continue walking, like, you've just missed your opportunity. But he is so big on like saying hello and how you're doing and good afternoon and all this other stuff that he will tell people no now if they just ask for a selfie straight out.
But how are they supposed to know?
Well, that's what I was telling him. I was like, why don't you just post this on social media? And he's like, no, they should know. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no. I think that they handled it correctly. I think Brian and Brie are very nice people. So, yeah. And they love their fans. I feel like if you love your fans, and although you get tired, you knew what life you signed up for. You knew what paycheck you took.
Right.
This is what I have a feeling with all celebrities with this. I understand that a lot of the times you do want alone time, but when you collected that check, you knew what this was going to.
Yeah, but you also understand there's a life behind that, and I think.
Yeah, but you have fans. That's why you are who you are.
Right, but I think in LA it's a little bit different for us because we see them all the time. So there's a little bit of a life.
Yeah.
Like, you see that they all have lives.
Yeah.
And for other people, it's like, this is the first time they're seeing them.
Exactly.
So, like, I get both sides, but it is kind of weird. Like, I've had it happen to me, and I'm not even on their level.
Right.
It is kind of weird when somebody knows
who you are.
Who you are.
Yeah.
And then I mean, also the stuff about you.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I've had it happen before, too, just in a different arena.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, so it does.
What, a Bumble thing?
No. What? No. Anyway, I don't know what she's talking about. but I feel like as fans, they knew that they were fans. So I feel like they need to find a more private place to have their privacy or their, like, they don't like the whole, like, John and Nikki type thing where they get dressed up and go out. But
right.
At least when you have stuff like that, you can reserve the whole spot for mm-hmm. yourself so you don't have the people coming in and asking yeah. you and stuff. I feel like you have to create more privacy for yourself. And there are ways.
Well, I mean, the next way was the goat yoga. That was their next step.
The goat yoga was terrible. You know, they had that on Basketball Wives, too.
Yeah. Laughing Yoga in Santa Monica. That's where one's located.
No, we're not going there. That is so
I wanted
gross
to try to it. Like, as soon as it came out, because Kevin, it's on Kevin Hart's Laughing Out Loud channel. He did it with Khloe Kardashian. And then I saw this, and I'm like, man, I really want to add that to my birth season list of things to do. And then as I was watching.
We're not going to throw the shade at her birth season. Y'all heard that,
why,
right?
Why we need to throw shade? We're in the middle of my birth season right now. There's a celebration every weekend. Thank you. Anywho. Until the goat pooped on the mat. I'm like, I think I'm good.
Well, they say when they pee and poop, like she said, the instructor was telling them that they're greeting them, that they like
them. Yeah, I don't
them.
Want no. No, I'm good.
And they jump on you. And
I don't mind the jumping part. The pee and the pooping is,
All of that is I'm out cool. of my way. I don't want to experience that. It's not on my bucket list.
Well, apparently they didn't want to experience it either because they didn't look like they were having any type of fun.
They didn't, and they're so like those type of people.
Well, I think they're yoga people, not goat yoga people.
But I feel like they like to experience stuff like horses
right.
and yeah. herbs and stuff
and then
like
they
that.
They decided that they're not going to do that again. Like most normal people would decide, this goat just really pooped on my $50 Manduka yoga mat. Like nobody wants that. Like I just paid $50 and now you pooping on my mat.
They were trying to get at Brian's private area.
I know.
And everything.
The family jewels, like they want to have more kids. It's all a bad situation.
All bad.
Then they decide to go to the botanical garden, which seemed like more of their speed. They're enjoying nature. They're walking
right.
around.
More private.
They tell the camera people to leave. I don't know where they're trying to do it in the park, which might be kind of hot. You have to wait till the sun goes down, though. You can't do it during the day.
Yeah, you can.
Well, unless it's in the corner. You have to find a certain corner. Like, you can't do it in the middle of the botanical garden.
I'm not
going to
get her started, guys. I'm not going to get
you
her started.
You said yes,
your
you can.
Your mind goes, no. Yeah, you can. I just said yes, you can.
Yeah, but not during the day.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, in the middle of the botanical garden. Yeah. Okay, so apparently you and your ex-boo did that. All right, well, we'll move on. So they are good to go. They eventually found time. And if you do recall, Brie did mention having a second child. Like, Nikki and Brie mm-hmm. want to, so maybe...
They talked about it.
Maybe they're looking for the time to kind of... Because, you know, Brian, it's like he's warming up. So maybe it's a process so then they can have the baby.
So clearly they're not really getting that intimate. Brian needs to learn how to have quickies.
Why does he know? Different strokes for different folks.
That's true, but a quickie, like,
different
can't strokes
for different folks.
Get it in?
Because what if the quickie's not even happy quickie? What if it's just like, oh, that's it? I'll just take the long version.
Always have a happy, whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
Different strokes.
Clearly right. Yeah, they talked about having kids together. Brie talked about obviously wanting to have her second kid within, didn't she say within like the next year or so? And she said that multiple times, like by 2019, she wants to try to have another kid. Which makes sense. And so now Nikki is on having a kid.
Hopefully. We'll see. But fans, After Buzzers.
So, hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned in here at Total Bellas, which is reality, make sure you also tune into The Proposal, Big Brother, Very Cavalieri, Jersey Shore, just to name a few. And remember, we have channels for our other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe down below. And for now, hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you. Yes. Thank you. We have great fans.
We do have great friends. They're all up in the live chat. Joseph is in there. Joseph.
I already know Joseph.
Joseph is a homie. Gabby McCoy.
Yes.
Demo. We just have great. We definitely
we
do. Love
we love you guys. So, thank you for tuning in.
It's just like I wish I could do both. Like, dude, because sometimes you guys be talking so much that I can't do both. So I'm not ignoring you guys. It's just like you guys have a lot going on in the chat. It's like a whole separate show in itself. But anyway, speaking of the show, so Nikki now is determined, more Bree is determined to help Nikki find somebody to walk her down the aisle.
Yes.
So Bree had her father walk her down the aisle. However, Bree and Nikki and their father haven't been like super close.
Right.
I think we only saw the father once when Bree walked down the aisle. And Bree's mom, their mom, Kathy, was upset about it, which is understandable as well. So now Nikki is tasked with who's going to walk her down the aisle. So before, I mean, I'm sure everybody watched the show, and you obviously watched the show, and we already know what kind of came on the end. But who did you think before she decided should walk her down the aisle?
I don't know, because she had a lot of people coming at her. Like, John was saying that Bree should walk her down the aisle because his explanation is that somebody should give you a way that you feel is been by your side and all of these things. Her mom, well, you know, Bree was expressing that their mom was upset with hers.
Right.
And she explained,
she's ride or die.
Yeah, she explained her situation. And JJ just wanted to be the big brother who got to do it. But I feel, what was that shade right there?
It was no shade.
Yes, it was an eye roll because you was like, because I said JJ. JJ is
There's
just
nothing
her
wrong
brother,
with JJ.
Though.
It just happens to be that I'm thirsty. I don't have a cup of water and I'm sucking back my spit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like.
JJ, I don't feel like, you know, I feel like her and Bree are closer than.
No,
I feel like they're all close.
They're all
but
close.
Her and Bree have a actual, like, connection because they're twins,
right? But if you're going with tradition, and if the tradition, like, I mean, and your father is, I don't know how close they are to the father, so please take
this
like, with not too much shade. But if your father's a deadbeat, then the next closest, if it's a male in your family, would be her brother.
I would say
the brother, because Johnny just came into play. I mean, yes, Johnny's their wrestling father, but I feel like you would want blood,
so
and
your brother
next would be the brother.
I actually didn't know who she was going to pick. I thought that she was really being harassed in so many different ways that the conclusion she came to was actually good. I was like, oh, okay, that's actually a great, I think it was good. I liked it.
I mean,
because it signifies that you and him are coming together. Like, nobody has to give you away because nobody was there for all of these things. So if you guys are coming together, why not just give yourself to him fully? Like, nobody needs to give
other than the shade that JJ threw that we're gonna save till the end. I feel like this. So if Bree was gonna walk her down the aisle, Bree's her twin sister, then Bree would be, I think it's the maid of honor, that's the head of all
she would be the matron because she's married.
Well, she would be the matron of honor, so Bree already has a duty. She doesn't need to walk her down the aisle.
No,
so she's already good. And I feel with the mom, I get it, so it'd be a toss up between Kathy and JJ. It'd be a toss-up.
I think her conclusion was great. I liked it.
I feel like if there's a toss-up between Kathy and JJ, then why not have both of them walk her down the aisle?
But what was wrong with the conclusion she came to?
I don't mind the conclusion she came to. I feel like if the conclusion she came to is amazing, this would only be amazing visually, meaning that if the wedding is like a huge wedding or a small wedding, but her dress is amazing, like a long, you know.
It's Nikki. Her dress is definitely amazing. But by the way, I forgot who did it in the chat, but last week, sorry, I forgot who it was. They did confirm that one, and the wedding was canceled twice.
Yes.
And then two, that Nikki did get her dress in April.
There you go.
Yeah. So, well, that was confirmed. Yeah, I feel thanks, fans.
I think their dress is fabulous and that would work. But yeah, I don't know. Like, John and Nikki don't follow tradition too much.
Yeah, and I like the idea. I like that she's like, we're in this together. I don't need anybody to give me away. Like, I'm giving myself all to him, so I just want to walk myself down the aisle. I thought that was cute. I liked that.
I guess. I mean, I think as we see during this episode, Nikki has a lot more to deal with than walking down. Like, that's a minor thing.
Yeah, I felt like that. Honestly, I felt like that was drawn out a little too long.
And then the thing with Johnny, that was terrible.
Oh, that was bad.
So for you guys who haven't watched the show, again, I feel like you should have watched the show. But if you haven't watched the show, so they're on the beach with the family.
I felt awkward.
Yeah, I felt awkward too. They're on the beach with the family, and Nikki's kind of voicing her concern to John, saying, I don't know who's going to walk me down the aisle. And John's like, I think he said sarcastically, but then Nikki just kind of bit. So John's like, you know, or you can have your wrestling dad, you know, walk you down there. I've been here for your whole career. They've been there for like 10 plus years. And she's like, oh, perfect. And I was like, wait, what just happened? I don't think she realized what she just did.
Right.
John comes down with some tap dancing shoes. He's like, I'll tap dance you down the aisle, which seems kind of weird. But he just seems like a weird person in itself. I feel like Kathy just like, all right, John, just go. Go travel now.
Is it going to be weird that they're both going to be married to Johns?
No, because no.
No?
Mm-mm.
If your mom was married to somebody that you're married to and they had the same name, John?
No, because you don't typically, I don't typically call the person I'm with by their name.
Oh, like you'd be like Honey Buns, Sweet Face.
It just depends. Big head.
Like Bread, Sweet Face.
Yeah. Big head, big booty. Like.
Oh, God. I can't.
Tall dude. Like, no. Whatever. Like, they don't have a name.
No, not tall dude. That's not what you call somebody that you're about to marry.
It depends. Bear. I call it baby bear. It just depends.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, the only time you call the person by their name is when you're pretty, like, when you're upset.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. People have nicknames, I guess, so that's fine.
Yeah. Like, who? Nobody calls you by your name? Like, did they call you by your name? Like, what's happening right now?
I don't know. I never thought about like nicknames, because I'm not the type of person that goes around and be like, babe. I cannot stand the babe.
Oh,
thing.
Why?
Then there's a whole
bunch of names. So like, if I'm like,
I think it's awkward, but I do like when Bree calls Brian Sweet Face.
Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of names. Like, if you were in my inner circle and there's like guys I'm dating, they have assigned names, so you only know the person by their assigned name. You won't even know their name.
But that's what your friend, somebody that you're gonna
marry. That's everybody. Like, hey, this is this person, and they're like, oh, it's da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, that's dude, and then they hold the whole story. It's like talking behind their back without talking behind their back, because they don't even know that they're assigned that name.
But she calls him John. Does mom call? No, but mom calls John Johnny.
Yeah. Okay. So technically they're not calling
each
other.
Yeah, that's true.
That went through a whole rabbit hole of nothingness, but whatever. So then essentially Nikki lets us know that, or lets the table know. And if I find how Bree was coming at Nikki like to the end, it's like, oh, have you told him yet? It's like, Trick, calm down. Like, I'm a grown-ass woman. Relax. And we did answer. We got... Our question was actually answered, because remember, we were asking about the counseling. Nikki has been going to counseling.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad she has been going to counseling. I actually think this is what is bringing her to this conclusion. Mm-hmm. And I really, 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 really relate to her when she says this. It's an in-between. Like, right now I'm single. But as being single, like, I love my independence and I'm actually really liking it. But in the back of your mind, mm-hmm. when you get, like, when you're a certain age and people are starting to expect certain things out of you, you're mm-hmm. like, but I kind of want to be with somebody, you know, or I kind of want this. And you kind of confuse yourself and you have so many other people in your ear saying right. the things. Or you see this, you know, with Lauren getting pregnant and Bree being married right. and wanting to get pregnant again.
That's what happens with close families.
It gets confusing. Mm. So I understand her. And then Nikki, she made a great point. Like, you don't just go ride your car around and never get oil changes. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to be able to tune it up and get oil changes so that it continues to run correctly.
Right.
So I do feel like this is good tuning for...
I was really feeling the doctor, but whatever.
I don't think they had showed everything. They probably, you know, they can't show everything. Obviously. So they probably just took the moments that they could show. So I think I would have liked her.
Mm.
No.
Just tell me what I need to do. Like, let's...
No, let's you know, stop, therapy is not supposed this. To be like that, though.
Yeah, I don't want that type of therapist. I want that type of therapist who's like, she could be your auntie, but not really, because she's not...
You need a life coach, then.
Well, I need one of those. So hit me up, life coaches. I definitely do need one of those.
Like, but therapy is literally where they're not supposed to tell you what to do. They're just supposed to ask you questions. That's gonna annoy
me. I don't want you asking
for
questions.
For you to come to a
conclusion.
I just
told you the situation. You just need to tell me, look, based off of these facts and all these crazy people that I've seen prior to you, this is the situation and this is what you need to do. Period.
That's not what they're going
to
do.
Well, that's what I need them to do.
No, you don't need somebody telling you what to do.
Like,
you got to come to your own conclusions.
Look,
which
me.
I think this is what Nikki is having a hard time with. It's coming to her
that's
own
That's why she
conclusion.
Needs the auntie to say, hey, this is not your play right here. just saying. So she goes to the therapist. She decides, her and the therapist come up with this idea of sitting everybody down. And Nikki's like, I don't want none of y'all to walk me down the aisle because I'm an independent woman and I'm going to look fabulous. I'm going to walk myself down the aisle.
Yes.
And then JJ's...
Go, Nikki. I loved the idea. Go, Nikki. I loved it. I don't care what she got to say. I loved
she really
it.
Just, she gave me the
I
hand.
Loved it. Yes.
She gave me the hand.
Thank you.
Then why bother? Why don't you just go to the courthouse and just go on vacation? Call it a day.
Because some people don't want to just go to the courthouse. Some people want to have their wedding. And
yeah,
I feel like this
wedding,
is a point that she's been dreaming of her whole
no,
entire life.
No. Because a wedding is a tradition.
It doesn't... No. You're like Bree. I felt like Bree was really harassing her this...
Why are you like... First you had give me the hand. Now you're pointing your finger at me.
Because...
Where's Anissa?
You're like Bree.
She needs to calm you down a little bit.
No. This is what Bree was doing. Bree was harassing Nikki the same way.
Right.
She was saying, oh, tradition. Your wedding is about, the therapist said, your wedding is about you.
Right.
It's not about anybody else. So F your traditions and what you think should be happening. It is about
here's a question for you.
You and okay. what you want okay. and how you want
right.
your wedding.
So now, where do you think Bree is getting these ideas?
Traditions.
No. Obviously, Nikki
you
has
said... You feel like she said
Nikki's
it
has,
to
had
her.
Said, Nikki has... In previous episodes, Bree and Nikki both have said they've been talking about their weddings from a long period of time. So the fact that Bree... If Nikki was always outside the box and say, hey, I've always wanted a wedding to do this, like, you know, all non-traditional stuff, I don't think Bree would be harping at it so much. Bree is essentially holding Nikki to the stuff that she said she's wanted to do for years.
But things change. Bree changed for Brian. I mean, if you, this is the thing. I totally understand where you're coming from in that sense.
That sounds very like you've been to a doctor yourself.
No, because last week I was saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. I said Bree is reminding Nikki what she wants.
Exactly.
So I understand that part. Mm-hmm. But sometimes things change and I feel like she's coming into a different independency of hers, mm-hmm. of her own.
Which so maybe that she's going to be alone, which also comes to...
she's not going to be alone. They're going to eventually get married.
I mean, if you call off the wedding twice, it's time to call it quits.
No, it's not. I feel like she was just rushing into something that she wasn't really... that she didn't realize was really...
Really? You're playing that card?
No, I swear!
You're playing that card right now?
No, that's serious.
Do I need to run it down for you? Let's run it down. Okay, so Nikki's in her 30s, right? Then she's been dealing about this whole wedding stuff for a while. Her and John have been together for over, I think this is going to be 6 years, mm-hmm. right? What else does she have to think about? If at this point, they broke off the wedding twice. She finally got what she wanted. She wanted to get married. He proposed to her. He finally said he wants to have kids. He's looking all sourpuss about it. He obviously doesn't right. want to do the stuff that she wants to do. He's right. only doing that to please himself for the moment. And the only reason why she's with him on top of that is because she doesn't want to look for somebody else, which she actually noted in this past episode.
She therefore, did say that.
You need to take your, you know, go and freeze your eggs, call it a day, break up from John, find you a man that wants you all the stuff that you want, so you don't have to go to the psychologist or the psychiatrist and talk to that and ask her, have her ask you 100 billion questions about stuff that you want because you already know what you want. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you have nothing else to say. So,
no, iTunes. Will say this. You guys, let me tell you, you are right. Before we get to iTunes,
I know,
you are somewhat right. No, but really think I'm really rooting for her and John.
I'm rooting for her and John, but everything that has been presented. So they've taken, for somebody, again, who watches wrestling, and it's not shade at all, for somebody who watches wrestling and seeing how this was presented. So we see the first episode. They broke up before the first episode. And now you're thinking, oh, this seems a publicity stunt. Then it turns out not to be a publicity stunt based off the timeline. Then they break up again a second time within a couple of months. So it feels like it's just like anything in life. Like you truly love that ice cream. You love getting ice cream every single day. $1.99 ice cream with caramel fudge in there. $1.99 at Ralph's every single day. But that ice cream is making you fatter and in essence making you more miserable because you don't like looking at yourself in the mirror. So at the end of the day, John might make her happy at the moment, but she needs somebody to make her happy for a lifetime. I like that. We should cut that. That was brilliant. Do that for me. So for iTunes, if you are listening to us on iTunes, please give us 5 stars because we don't want anything less than that. YouTube, I didn't get to follow see your comments this week. However, oh, I like you guys. Thank you, Dymo, for the... She said TK for the win. I like that. For YouTube, definitely leave your comments. I didn't get to see your comments last week because I was on Hollywood Boulevard half naked. If you know what I'm talking about, follow me on Instagram because it was amazing. Definitely give us comments, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling or AfterBuzz Reality and all of that good stuff. But, and definitely shout out to all our fans like we did before. Boza. So episode 7 is airing July 8th. So we're not going to be here next week.
I thought I already said that to you though.
No.
Okay. Didn't.
But maybe I figured it is the fourth. So that. We're not going to be here anyway. So shout out to Boza. Shout out to Demo. Shout out to. Oh, looks like you guys are just having a ball in this chat room. Kennedy.
So you just broke it down so hard.
Well, you know.
You just went in.
Sometimes it'd be like that. So shout out to everybody on the live chat. We definitely appreciate you guys. Because without you, if you guys are not following and watching our show, then we wouldn't be here anymore. Because AfterBuzz is like, look, if nobody's watching, then we don't need you. So definitely appreciate you guys.
Right.
Now this leads us to John and Nikki. So essentially, they're trying to decide. They could have got married on 6ix9ine, which I like that idea.
I did too.
I think I might save that for my future.
I did too. I said that same thing. I was like, yes, that's going to be when I decide to get someone. No, you're the... No, she's... Everyone knows that your mind goes straight to...
Didn't you just say you did too? Why would you want to get
married? No, not me.
Why would you want to get married on 6ix9ine?
Because I thought that was a great date.
You know what the date stands for, right?
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, I'm like...
Of course! Why would I say that was a great date?
I don't know. I wish Anissa was here because I want to ask her if she knows what it stands for. Text me, Anissa.
You know what? I'm not going to laugh at that because she's not here to defend
she's
herself.
She's on the live chat.
Oh, she is?
She's on live chat. So let us know, Anissa, do you know what
that means? No. Anissa, do you know what that date means? I like that date. I thought that was a great date.
I like that date, too.
Yeah.
So,
So
do you think John is truly... Mm-hmm. So let's look from John's perspective. Do you think John is truly ready to marry Nikki?
I think he's really ready to marry Nikki, but I don't think that he's really ready for a child.
Anissa says she knows what it means.
Okay,
Anissa,
good.
Look at Anissa. You.
Okay. Yes. I'm so proud of you.
So, I don't know. I think it could be just the way I think that Nikki doesn't want to start dating. I think John doesn't want to start dating anybody new either.
Look well, at all John the rules. Hold on. Guys, for some reason, can bounce through women faster than women can go
yes,
to another
but
guy.
Particular guys who are particular about their stuff and their life. It's a wrestler's
life. I don't think
life.
That's what John is worried about. I think John really does want to marry Nikki.
I think so too, but it's also because Nikki has done everything for him.
Yes, exactly. She has
he doesn't
literally
want to teach anybody else.
She has literally done what I tell women to stop doing. She has literally lived her whole existence of them their relationship together for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he became to love her for all of what he
right.
thought she was, but now she's confused.
Changing, right.
Because she wants to be Miss Independent.
Because the thing is, if she were independent when they first started dating, they might not have been together.
That's true.
And not independent to the point where it's like, I'm Miss Independent, I'll buy everything for myself, but more of the way she catered to him.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff that she did, because she probably wanted to do it, but you wouldn't do it for anybody else.
Right.
But
clearly she's changing and he's rolling with the flow about it.
Right. Well, to an extent. You saw his face when they said kids.
I know. We got to save that to the end.
So, I don't know. I feel like he wants to get married, but I also feel like he wants to get married to her in particular because she is ideally what he wants in somebody because they've been through the grind for so long. Like, even if you dislike somebody in a relationship, you know the way they want their laundry folded. Like, you just know certain things after you've been
yeah,
with them for
yeah, you get comfortable.
Moment. Right.
It's basically settling.
Right.
You get comfortable.
So, I think that's on John's thing. On Nikki's thing, I think she loves him as well, but I also think there's that fear of dating sucks balls. Nobody wants to date.
It does. It is so terrible.
Dating sucks balls if your intention is to get married and be in a relationship. Dating doesn't suck balls if you just want to date and meet people.
But who just wants to date
at
34, though?
Oh, well, I mean,
when you're ready to have kids and stuff.
That's what,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I just said.
She's not going to want to date.
That's what I just said.
Can I get an eye roll emoji, Jeff?
I'm just saying people who... their intention is to get married, dating sucks.
No.
People who just want to date, dating's great.
But that's what I'm saying. Who wants to date? Honestly, women who just want to date. Like, nobody just really wants to. As a woman, you don't just want to date.
I think if women didn't have to worry about, if a woman wants kids and she didn't have to worry about her time clock, then she probably would date longer.
Okay, so every woman pretty much has to worry about her time
unless
clock.
She gets
unless
her egg-
she doesn't want kids.
Unless she gets her eggs freezed. Nikki, go and get your egg. If you haven't freeze your egg, go and freeze your egg.
I do believe
right now.
In that. So
yeah.
Go.
I actually
she can go get them frozen around 40 too.
Yeah, you have to get your eggs checked first because
yeah.
Those eggs, those puppies might be, you know, over
they're
easy.
Gone. They dust. Yeah. They dust.
So
my sister told me that she's like, your eggs are becoming dust.
So yeah. So I think that's the case, and I think if she looks at that as an option. As far as freezing her eggs because she wants to have a kid, then maybe she might look at John differently, meaning that she might want to stay with him and see what happens. Or it's like, no, I really want to have a kid, but I don't feel pressured by the clock to find somebody.
I feel like she does feel the pressure of the clock. She's also feeling the pressure from her family, too, because they have kids, and now Bree is about to have her second.
Well, I don't think it's pressure. Well, it's no. She
Lauren
just
is on her second.
But they're not telling her to get married.
But
they told her
you don't have to tell somebody to get married. You can look at somebody and say, oh, I want that.
Right.
So you don't like she don't have to technically nobody has to come to her and be like, you need to get married. You need mm-hmm. to have kids, blah, blah, blah. But it's like when like I said last time, when you have friends that are married and have kids and stuff, there's certain things that you just don't collab on. And think about when you're sitting around with Lauren and Bree, they're mm-hmm. probably collabing a little more now
yeah.
than what Nikki can jump in the
about
conversation.
All this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, dang, you know, I want to be in, I want to be a
yeah.
part
you
of.
You can't say you're tired anymore because they have 2-3 kids now.
Yeah. And you, and
although
she
you still
that.
Can be tired, just saying.
I mean, and I feel like she really does want that, because even Brie keeps saying this is the things that you want. So right. I feel like she does want that. Maybe, what would you have thought after, remember past seasons? This was in Total Divas when they told John that he needs to leave her alone and her family. Should she have moved on then?
Yeah. I mean...
You think it would have been different?
It honestly, it's just dependent on what you want. It's really just dependent on what you want. If she wanted to get married, and this is the thing, when I think the age that they started dating, she was 27, right? And I, because of the wrestling lifestyle, I, not like lifestyle as far as that crazy stuff, but it's just like she was living her life. So that might have not been, that might have been an option in the back of her head, but she didn't start thinking about it until recently.
Right.
So it was all fun and games until it's like, oh, wait, we're 3 years in. Like, what's the deal? Like, oh, I didn't mind not getting married then, but like.
Or like having your biological clock time ticking.
Right. So you have all this stuff now. Now it's a whole different beast.
Right.
So if he'd started dating her now, it would be a little different. Bit different, because she might give him the ultimatum like, okay, we 2 years in. Like, what's the deal?
Right.
So I think at year three, I think it's year three or four when the breakup, I'm sure Joseph can tell us exactly what year it was. Year three or four when the breakup happened, yeah, she might have missed him. But I'm sure if she moved on, she might have found somebody else who wanted what she wanted.
I don't know. I'm because,
like
for
we
them.
Said before, she's for... There's one person in the universe. There's a few.
No, there's a few people out there that I know are rooting for them.
No, there's a few people out in the universe for her to get with.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. She believes in Disney still.
I do. Oh, by the way, I did a poll about soulmates.
Of course.
And it was the people 64%. Who are mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And the lower percent was no.
Of course. But I'm sure if I did that poll on my, it would be...
No, percent. Do it then. Do it. Let me
I
see.
I don't have time for that.
Exactly. Because you know people are not going to agree with you.
They will.
No.
Yes, they will. Yeah,
no.
They will.
I want to see you do it then.
Nisa, don't be missing any more weeks because I can't right now. You need to...
There's no way people are going to agree. I mean, you might have a few, but there's no way that...
Nisa, please.
People are going to agree with
week,
that.
Don't be missing. If you miss next week, I'm missing next week too. Monique's going to just do
a
show on it.
She's trying it because she knows.
Anyways.
No one is going to really agree with her.
Shady moments.
TK at this moment.
So what was, do you have a shady moment?
Yes, this episode was full of shade when Nikki said perfect and then ran off.
Mm-hmm.
When they were at the table and John was like, he thought she was about to say something about kids, and she was like, oh, I want him to do the waltz, and she was like, he was like, oh yeah, I could do that. That was hilarious. I didn't hear what JJ said at the table side.
So my shady moments. JJ is letting Vivian sniff the wine.
Oh,
and then Lauren's giving him the like, what are you doing with that child? But I'm not gonna out you right now in front of everybody.
He was.
Yeah, I was like, what are you? Okay, as long as she's not drinking it, cool. JJ says, so after Nikki says, nobody's going to walk me down the aisle, and here's a toast to independent women, JJ says exactly what you're not doing by getting married. Because it's, you know, it's code.
It's a union.
Yeah.
It's a union.
Yes. So, yes, those are
my... And I thought it was real shady when Mom was like, she thought it was weird about Johnny tap dancing.
Damn!
She was like,
well, okay. She knows her dude's weird. She knows Johnny's weird. That's what makes him endearing.
Mm.
Like, you like those weird, kind of corny dudes. Because they tend to do more for you.
Mm.
Just
saying. I can vouch for that personally.
You are a pleaser, Jeff. You are a people pleaser.
That is true.
Yeah.
Corny, weird.
Yeah. Like, Serena Williams' husband, he's super corny, weird.
Yeah.
Why are you rolling your eyes? Have you seen watch the interview with him with Desus Mero? Didn't you start liking him?
No, I saw the interview with him and I think it was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh no, watch the one with Desus Mero. Watch that one and you'll understand perfectly. That's why I'm on that's why I'm on the gram. I'm like, hey, do you have any brothers? Like, what's the deal? Like, cousins, friends? What's up?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jeff, I do like you, but I mean, you're getting married, so. But I don't, I'm not really like a corny, nice.
Corny guys make nice life partners.
Yeah, they do. Mm. That's.
Mm. Think about it, Monique.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
She's not thinking about it, y'all. She wants a thug dude on the corner.
I don't want a thug guy. Not see, they're trying to play me today. I don't want a thug guy, but I do want someone who is more like, who can put me in check.
Yeah, you just teach the corny dude about that.
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, he will.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he will.
No, he won't.
He just won't slap you hard.
I don't need slaps. This ain't no... I ain't even going to say it. This is not that type of, you know, an immediate slap causes an immediate death or life situation in an immediate
out. No, not that type of slap. What are you talking about?
No.
Like the friendly slap.
No, there is no friendly
there
slap.
Oh my God. Obviously.
There's no friendly slaps.
There is.
No, there's no.
There so is.
So if I just come over and friendly slap you,
no,
you're
because
just
we're
gonna
not intimate. What? It's only just friendly slap if we're intimate. If you come over and slap me, then you get slapped back. Like what's happening right now? Anissa, where you at? Because she's not getting it. She's not getting it.
That's still not a friendly slap.
Well, then obviously, see, you need to. I need to take you to church. Like the sex church, so we know what's going on with you. Anywho, where can they find you, Miss Stylist?
You
didn't
do predictions.
Oh yeah, predictions. My bad.
She skipped all the predictions, guys. I'm here for you.
I just need them to break up or get married. Like this in between stuff is not. I'm not for that.
That's where I'm at right now. I really believe that the next episode she's supposed to be talking about how she may call off the wedding again and all this stuff. At this point, like Nikki, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all either need to get married because you've been dying for this man to marry you for years. He's finally doing it. So now you want to be all on the fence about stuff. I need you to make a decision, like, immediately. You either need to go on about your way or you need to go ahead and marry the man. That's my prediction.
I feel the same way, but I feel...
More advice. I
feel the same way. I feel like I get it. It's life, but how it's not her fault. It's whoever is doing.
Oh no! Don't try to take the side now. You just did a rundown.
Can you let me finish though? For real? Can you let me finish?
She's trying to take her side.
No. It's not her fault. It's the editing people's fault. So you can go back and forth all you want, but us as viewers watching it, it becomes annoying to us, which is great for certain people because they're more invested. But for people who don't have the patience, like the both of us, like, you know, Gabby McCoy says the sex church. it's just kind of like, I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
So it's just that. So again, everything I pointed 20 minutes ago, I still believe in and I still stand true to it. However, how they're playing it out, whoever did the editing, I don't know if they have new producers or whatever the deal was. However, they're doing the editing, it's just annoying to some people, which is us here who are talking about it.
Right.
So, say lovey.
So, I guess you can follow me, Monique Loveless, everywhere at Miss Mo Loveless, and that's MS Mo Loveless on all social media platforms. Make sure you also visit my website for all your style tips and tricks at MoniqueLoveless.com. And every Monday at 8 p.m., make sure you tune in to Shades of Blue. I am the lead host.
I think it's a new name now, but whatever.
What? A moderator?
Yes.
I'm the moderator.
Also, thug dudes, definitely hit her up in the DM. Corny dudes, don't do that, because she not feeling
I like off. A nice guy.
That's the corny weird dude. Anywho,
no.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Corny dudes over 6 feet two, definitely, if you want to hit the DM.
She's
cool.
Not single.
Thug dudes, don't. We don't want any of that. Other than that, you can find me on TMZ Talking Ish. Definitely Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. All these other wrestling shows that I'm on. If you want to see what happened with Carnival this past weekend, definitely follow me on Instagram. It's all there laid out for you if you want to see some debauchery. Other than that, we will see you 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.